Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is a classic from our archives. In this one, we delve into the differing communication styles of squid. They can create patterns on their skin to talk to each other, even when the parts of their brains that make the talking happen are busy. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Caltech physicist Richard Feynman once said, "If you think you understand quantum mechanics, you don't understand quantum mechanics." It's possible the same could be said about cephalopods, the group of invertebrates that include octopuses, squid, and cuttlefish. The last ancestor we shared with one of these living jello salads was probably a worm of some kind, so our DNA is basically nothing like theirs. Not that they care. They didn't really do evolution the same way we did, but nevertheless managed to independently evolve into uncannily clever camouflage artists with large complex brains, closed circulatory systems, and camera-style eyes just like ours. Well, not just like ours. The thing about cephalopods is they've had 500 million years of independent evolution to figure out how to do things their own way. Any test you can create to measure something in a human, intelligence, say, isn't going to work for an octopus, which is why neurobiologists studying cephalopods have jobs not unlike that of electricians figuring out the electrical grid on an alien planet. We spoke with Dr. Sabrina Panky, an evolutionary biologist in the Department of Molecular, Cellular, and Biomedical Sciences at the University of New Hampshire. She said, "We've known for 50 years that the cephalopod brain is easily the most complex among invertebrates, and also that their dazzlingly intricate body patterning behavior is controlled by motor centers in the brain. However, the neural architecture has been much more enigmatic. Figuring out the neural bases of complex behaviors is inherently difficult in any animal, but trying to figure out how a squid can completely change its body patterning in a matter of milliseconds, or display one pattern to the squid on its left and another to the one on its right, is a sticky wicket, as you can imagine. One hypothesis has been that body coloration is organized in the cephalopod brain somatotopically, that one specific part of the central nervous system is solely responsible for controlling the patterning in a distinct patch of skin. That's how it works in our mammalian cortex, after all. But a new study published in the Journal of Neuroscience shows, again, cephalopods are not like us, and are, in fact, very not like us. The research team proposes its study subject, the oval squid, also known as the big fin reef squid, achieves its skin patterning through mosaic organization. That these squid actually use multiple motor centers within the optic lobe of their brain to produce a single skin pattern, like stripes, bands, or spots. The fact that several parts of the brain work together at once to create a single display allows for greater complexity in the resulting pattern. It'd be like using multiple keyboards to write the same document all at the same time. We vertebrates just don't do things that way. Dr. Chuan-Chin Chiu, director of the Institute of Systems Neuroscience at the National Tsinghua University in Taiwan, and his co-author and student Sung Han Liu, think that because several different areas of the optic lobe can be used to display a single skin pattern in a specific body part, dark mantles, stripy tentacles, polka dot fins, that the squid are able to flash about 14 distinct patterns in the blink of an eye. We tend to think of redundancy as inefficient, but cephalopods have overlapping parts of their brains to create specific patterns on specific body parts, meaning that if one part of their brain is busy, they can still flash information onto their bodies with awe-inspiring quickness. Just think, if you had a bunch of different parts of your brain in charge of remembering a single word, your word recall skills would be amazing. Chiu said via email, "We think this research is particularly interesting because it shows how squids can efficiently modulate the expression of individual body pattern components, thus changing the appearance of their body color dynamically. This allows the squids to quickly switch different body patterns in visual communication. Thus, it is sort of like an alphabet visual language." The researchers think the color patterns displayed by the squid are not only used as communication signals to the same species, but are also used to hide or warn off other potential predators or prey. This research also highlights the fact that, though we vertebrates tend to think we've got the best systems for doing everything, cephalopods might be onto something, at least when it comes to efficient communication. Panky said, "The way these body patterns can be created, thanks to various combinations of brain centers activating, reminds me of word creation in agglutinative languages like German. There is a linguistic mechanism to create compound words that then take on new meaning. Maybe eventually we'll know enough about the cephalopod brain that we can find out whether squid learn word patterns by observation or if the information is hardwired, and whether different populations speak in different patterns. But for now, the researchers are focusing on learning how visual information from the eyes regulates body patterning in the squids when they are communicating with each other in their natural environments." Chiu said, "This will be much more difficult than anything we've shown so far." Today's episode is based on the article, "Secret Alphabet of Squid Skin, Due to Brains Totally Unlike Our Own," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.